Hello and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast.
Hello. I almost said go home.
You almost said go home?
Domo.
yes, that would be Japanese.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not totally inappropriate because we are in Japan.
We are.
And you can speak Japanese.
Yeah, I'm glad that you know that. Because nobody else in this country knows that.
They can't tell when you say domo.
They can't. It's like they forget we're in Japan. They definitely know that I don't speak Japanese.
It is funny, the level of... You don't want to say that they are more racist here than other people, because obviously I think, you know, in general, people are pretty much the same the world over. But I do feel like they are certainly more comfortable with their racism.
No, I think they're more racist.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I tend to think people are pretty much equally racist. It's just that it's so okay.
I don't think that's true at all.
Well, part of the problem, I think, is also that they don't really seem to recognize what they do as racist.
Yeah, it's like people in our league, even, that we've known for 7 years, and they just assume that any difference of opinion we have is because we're white and they're not.
But, I mean, it's also...
They really, really want to make a difference between everybody and point out every difference. I know. Not between everybody. Between us and them.
Us and them. Well, but the thing, the racism does go the other direction, too.
And I don't know. I think that, you know, I think with the league, too.
Whoa.
I don't know if you're about to say that we are given special treatment in the league. But I think that's more true for you, but not necessarily for me. Because there are plenty of girls that came in not playing Mahjong that get more special treatment than I do, that are not foreign.
That is weird. yes, your the fact that you are not used more is a bit of a mystery. In fact, yes, it's quite a mystery. Because yeah, I mean, people who, you know, for whatever reason, they come in. All right, it's just some new cute girl, but she has no record of doing anything anywhere, and yet suddenly they're just like, yeah, we'll put her on TV and whatever.
Yeah. So I think actually it helps you a lot, but it hurts me a lot.
Huh.
So, yeah, I was thinking about that today. Anyway, yes, I do speak Japanese.
The one other thing that I was going to say about what I think that they're, how I think they're racist, not necessarily against themselves, but at least a little bit racist with respect to themselves, is in that while not all Japanese people are exactly the same, they think that all Japanese people are exactly the same.
Yes.
And that sentence that we always complain about, well, in Japan, blah, 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 blah. Or
Japanese people.
Yes.
Blah, blah,
we
blah, blah.
Japanese people, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And it is funny that, in general, Japanese people do seem to think that everybody else in Japan, or every other Japanese person, thinks and does exactly the same things they do, because they're all Japanese.
I find quite the opposite in most cases.
That
I find that most people have the same opinion as me, or at least they're polite enough to tell me that they have the same
opinion. Well, that is very Japanese, is it not? That's what they do to sort of create social harmony.
I don't know. Well, like, when they don't have the same position, the answer is always the same, their same opinion. So I think I can figure out when they actually do, when people actually do have the same opinion as me and when people actually don't. In general, maybe not everybody, but because most people, when they don't have the same opinion, they're like, yeah, I don't know, or in Japanese, so dani muzukashii ne. And then when they do have the same opinion, then they agree and you know, add points. That's pretty much the same everywhere.
Yeah, I did get exactly the same thing when talking again about gambling in this country, and you know, how, well, some places allow gambling and the police just, or some people, some places have what is clearly gambling and the police do nothing about it, and then some places are not allowed to gamble. That is clearly the definition of a police state. It's not, you do not have the rule of law, you have the rule of the police. The police decide the way things are, and then the guy that I was talking to was like, oh wow, so when American people look at Japan, that's the way they think of Japan. It's like, they think there's no law here.
Yeah, that's fine. Everything that I see, it's funny because they just have to look at you and me to know that American people don't think one certain way, right?
Because
you and I agree on mostly just the feelings about being in Japan as a foreigner. I think. I think that we have very differing views on almost everything. Mm. And then, like, I don't know. They think
we are
the same.
Yeah. It is funny.
Like, even in our private lives, like, outside of Mahjong, we pretty much do very different things.
It is certainly true. How the heck did we end up together?
No, but I think it's good. It's just that it's so funny that they can know both of us and then still think that, you know, American people are... And I'm talking about people in our league. I'm not talking about everybody in Japan. Or just the people in our league. You know, we talk to them a lot on a regular basis.
Yeah, you'd think there would be a little bit stronger recognition of the truth. speaking of Mahjong, have you gotten to play any Mahjong this week?
I think so. I played Mahjong this week. I had Women's League on Saturday.
How did that go?
I got plus a whole, 6 points.
Way to go. Well, that's better than even, say, minus 6 points.
Yeah. I won the third game, finally. And I was at the same table as one of my favorite people that I won't mention. And she seemed to think that just playing really fast was the way to go. You just play, do everything fast. Every single movement has to be really super fast.
Yeah, you know, I get into that mode sometimes, too, though. When I'm having a crappy day, I just want it to be over.
She was not having a crappy day. I can say she, because it was Women's League, so that doesn't give away anything. And then, the last hand, I was in first place. And there's another chick that was, right on the border of 30,000. Uh-huh. So we were both just trying to win anything, basically, right? Uh-huh. And the dealer that is my not favorite person just says... Oh, Tsumo, 4,000 each. Tsumo, 6,000 each.
Ouch.
Tsumo, 4,000 each. And then, so she ended up with 70,000 points.
Wow.
And I was in second place with 32,000 or something.
Oh, so you did manage to get back to plus.
I was plus. I had 40-something thousand. And then, so we paid, I had 46 or something. Uh-huh. 40. How much did I have? 40-something. Maybe I won the last hand, or maybe, no. The other girl won the last hand. Somehow I had 32,000 at the end. So if we had 4-4, and maybe it was 4-6 and something else. 4-6 and maybe she won off of somebody else. Maybe it was 12,000 off somebody else or something. She did win 4,000 each. So Mangon, Shitsumo, Dande, Hanemon.
Wow.
So I took 10,000 off of me, and she must have won her other just from somebody's discard. Yep. And so I got second. That was so brutal.
Yeah, lately I am not having the best of times playing Mahjong either. Since moving up, I have been losing most of the time.
Good timing, then. Why do you have such good timing on the team?
I don't know. It's such great timing. So on Fight Club, I had a 21-game streak of not winning a game. And
pretty normal.
And I'm currently only winning, of my last 30 games, I think I'm winning, 8 games, which is pretty annoying.
And I don't think I've ever won on Fight Club.
But what's really frustrating, and this is where I'd like to pick your mind, because you've been playing a lot of 3-player Mahjong. And I was playing 3-player Mahjong over the weekend with some guys that I would really like to play a lot more with, because they're pretty well-off guys.
Which 3-player rules were you using?
That's the thing. They're kind of weird 3-player rules. It's basically just like Fight Club 3-player. Mm. So the scoring is exactly the same as 4-person Mahjong. And they don't even take the characters out.
Okay, that's weird. But the scoring is exactly the same. So when you tsumo, how is it distributed?
It's distributed in the as if there's a dealer and a non-dealer. Unless I am the dealer, then it's distributed.
So you get less than a 4-player if you tsumo.
You would get say, 1/4 less because there isn't that fourth person to pay.
So that's how they play in Kyushu, but they take out the one, too, though.
Yeah, this is just, it's totally ridiculous for the player watch. So
in Kyushu, they do the scoring like that. So you, like, if you, it's supposed to be 1,300 for each non-dealer and 2,600 for the dealer. You just get 3,900 total, and you don't get the extra 1,300 from the non-dealer that's not there.
Right.
So yeah, that's how they do it in Kyushu. In Osaka, they just change it completely.
The scoring, you mean, or?
Yeah, the scoring, like.
So the hands are not scored the same way, also?
So, like, Mangan... No, the hands are scored the same way, but, like, Mangan, you get 3,000 from the non-dealer and 5,000 from the dealer.
Whoa, that's weird.
So you get your 8,000.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's still trying to get to the same kind of points as you would normally have in Formers.
They're just splitting it up differently. So, I think maybe for the other ones, they just round up. So if you're supposed to get 1,300 and 2,600, you get 2,000 and... 3,000 or something?
So that's another thing.
So
these
it's
guys
pretty
do.
Close. So you round up. Uh-huh. So there's no 100 point sticks at all.
These guys basically round everything up to 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like Osaka then.
Plus they're playing Wareme, which means and they've got two red fives for each thing, and plus they're going to play out to the normal number of drawn tiles. To the normal king's tiles.
Mm-hmm.
So you're playing out to 14 tiles. How often are you going to get to a place where nobody wins a hand there? Somebody is going to win a hand after a while, you know.
Okay, so in Osaka they don't have the king's tiles.
They don't have the king's tiles. They draw all the way through.
Yeah.
What if there are cons?
Then you just stop before the con.
So, all right, so the Dora is still the third tile over from the end?
No, it's the fourth tile. Fifth tile from the end. Because they have four flower tiles. So they need eight con tiles.
Eight con tiles? The
kings. I call them the king's tiles. Eight supplementary draws.
Eight supplementary draws. So then... Oh, okay. So you need the so the Dora has to be the fifth tile over. Plus then you would draw all the way up to that.
And if you con, then there's two less draws.
Okay. For each con.
Yeah.
And there will be a possibility of four cons per hand?
I think so. I've never seen people get that many cons. But yeah, probably four.
Have you ever seen a four cons nagare?
Yeah. Or maybe that was Osaka. I have seen that before. Once.
Interesting.
It might have been online, though. I don't really remember. But I did see it once.
Let's see. What was my question? Oh, okay. Yes. So I guess we've sort of established that the rules that these guys are playing are a little bit strange. Plus, they're playing.
They sound kind of close to Osaka, but not taking out the ones is just amazing.
Yeah. you're gonna have somebody's gonna be able to make a hand, and there are so many Dora because they also play the Zoromé thing that if you get doubles of anything, then you get two Dora. and so then you know you've got. What, you've got at least four normal Dora, plus six red Dora, plus a possibility of, I'm sorry, not four. You've got at least eight possible Dora tiles, plus all the red fives, so that's another six. So you've got six, you've got 14 already in play, plus the possibility of if you reach, you get Dora Dora. So then that's another eight. There's a possibility of 22 out of 136 tiles, right?
What?
144 tiles.
22 times 4, right? Or times 3 or something.
For Dora?
Yeah. 22 types. There's more. There's not 136 types. There's 136 tiles.
136 tiles. There are 22 tiles. 22 of those tiles are possibly Dora.
Way more than 22.
Hmm? initially, if you have Zorome, you have two Dora Hyoji.
Yeah, so that's
six, possibly.
Right? That's possible six. Dora.
That's possible eight, right?
Oh, eight Dora, yeah.
Plus the red fives, which is six, so that's 14.
Oh, you're not counting that. You were just saying Uradora and stuff like that, so.
Okay, and then.
You're counting that.
Oh, okay. If you include the possible Uradora, that's going to be another eight eventually, if somebody reaches and wins. So then you have a possibility of 22 Dora. 22 tiles.
Not counting the cons.
Not counting the cons.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, that's a pretty substantial number of the tiles.
Yeah.
So, and then you're playing Warime 2. For those of you who don't know the Warime rule...
That would be so cool if you got all of them. You're like, reach, Dora 22. I
want to
say
that. That would just be ridiculous.
I guess you can't. Dora 22. But, because you don't have 22 tiles. You could probably do... Well, if you had...
Well, if the Dora were
like
the fives...
two or three cons...
You get to count the fives twice.
So two or three cons plus the...
plus the red fives. So you had all the fives. What if you had all the fives?
I guess if they were doubled up, like the Uradora was the same as the Omote. As the hidden Dora was the same as the... So if those were doubled up, then you could have...
Oh, yeah.
22.
You could have like 50. If your entire hand... If your entire hand was Dora... Like, twice.
See, that's why I think there's more, because if you have, like... So you have the four on top, and they're the same as the four Uradora. That's 8 already, 16. And then you have all the fives, and they're also Dora.
That is just ridiculous. But it felt like, when I was playing them, it felt like that's what was kind of what was happening. Like, every single hand they had... was at least Mangan, and then so that means, you know, and probably either there's only a 1 in 3 chance that one of the people involved is not Warime.
Do you have four walls, right?
Four,
what do you do
walls.
When the Warime is on the other side?
Well, but the way they count it off, they even though there's going to be a fourth wall over here, they don't count that wall as a place to start drawing.
Oh, I see. Oh, so. You just do roll one dice. One die.
No, it's still rolling two dice. It's like the most sort of ridiculously put together three-person Mahjong you've ever heard of in your life.
Well, there's so many things that are still ridiculous about three-player Mahjong. Like, one rule that's just so totally out of date is the Atozuke. So Sakizuke. So it means you have to have a yaku or a hand point decided before you win. That rule is just ridiculous. That's the stupidest rule ever.
That is kind of, yeah.
Because you're not allowed to... It's not. You don't have to have a yaku before you win.
Uh-huh.
You have to have one decided before you actually call for tiles. So if you call... If you want to win with the red dragon, you can't pawn one of dots first and then pawn the red dragon after. You have to pawn the red dragon first and the one of dots after.
Is Tanya or Simples, is that... open is allowed?
No.
Open is not allowed, okay.
So, if you pawn one of dots and then pawn the red dragon, and then red dragon is your only hand point, you can't win. That's total.
Once you pawn the one of dots, you're obviously going for honitsu.
Going for a honitsu, it's okay. Or if you happen to draw the red dragon and it's closed in your hand, then it's okay. But there's no way to prove that you had three red dragons before you pawned the one of dots.
Yeah, that is kind of ridiculous.
So
if you can make it through on that sort of loophole, it does seem a little bit unfair.
Yeah, so I guess you can't. They're saying, well, you can't call for it, so that makes it harder. But it's just ridiculous. That's such an old rule. And then. You can't draw. If you're Furiten at all, you can't win. Even if you draw your own tile. Your own winner.
Boy, that seems even especially ridiculous given that they allow you to eventually draw your chun.
Yeah.
If they're going to say that, then once you pawn EP, and you should have to separate out. You don't have to show expose the tiles, but you should at least have to separate out what is going to actually become your.
Like in Chinese mahjong, when you make a con, you just put them all upside down, the four tiles upside down, and draw an extra one.
It's really there. Believe me.
Well, I mean, trust like me on this a one. Lot of older Japanese players do that too, where they turn them all upside down, and then they only turn two of them face up, the other two. It's like. That's such an Akagi thing where he like went in and switched it out. He just happened to draw the fourth tile and switched it out. Lucky him.
Yes, I do find that fairly annoying myself. Or when they just flip two around and then leave it in their hand.
Yeah.
Like, no, put it over there. But what was really frustrating for me, I could not beat these guys, and I know they're. God awful. I mean, they're really, really terrible.
Well, three player is like really different the way you play, though.
So that's. Do you play more? Do you find that you play defense first of all?
Yeah, definitely.
You do play defense.
Definitely
like,
defense.
Do you end up giving up a lot of hands, or are you still going for it while playing defense?
That really just depends on the hand, but you really try not to throw shonbai. So tiles that aren't being shown on the board. Apparently. That's what I've been told. it takes me a little while to get in the swing of it. Usually it takes me like half a day, and then I'm pretty good in it.
Huh.
But you have to get back used to it. And then there's so many different three-player rules that you really have to be like... I was told that So it's not like a ratio... It's like you should have 10 for defense and 10 for offense, like as far as how good you play them. I was told that my three-player mahjong, I'm a 7 for offense and a 3 for defense. So I'm definitely played 2 offensively. Yeah, I guess I can work on that. But I don't lose a lot.
You're winning?
I usually break even about...
For me, I would really like to get better at this because these guys, of course, in Japan, of course, gambling is illegal, so you can't play for money. But if we were playing for money, I would have lost a lot of money.
Well, just in case you take a trip with them to Macau or something.
Yes, if I were to go with these guys to Macau and we could actually finally play for money, then I could win a lot of money. Not like the money I didn't not win.
You're horrible at
last
this.
Weekend. yes. But so yeah, and so then I really did strongly suggest. How about next time if we play an actual sort of legitimate three-person mahjong rule set?
And they were like,
they were kind of just like, really? What rules are those? And that's the thing. I don't really know those rules myself, so it's hard for me to say. But the only thing I know is that this mahjong that you guys are playing is not anybody's three-person mahjong. I think you have totally made this game up. Or I'd like to find a fourth player and just play normal four-person mahjong.
Why don't I come play and we switch me out? We switch you and we switch out.
Okay. I could do that.
That'd be fun.
Yes. It'd be good practice. Good for me to watch an actual three-person mahjong player and how she wins. Okay, there's a little strategy talk. You have any... Let's see, what do we have coming up soon? League is still not starting for another week. Not this week, but... Not this weekend, but the next weekend, finally. We will start in D1. Other than that... You have any games coming up? Oh, you're going to America, like.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm going to have time to play mahjong this time because I have a wedding to go to. And plus, it's like Labor Day weekend. I don't think anybody is going to be around, probably. And on Labor Day, I have to go to the wedding. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. A little, whatchamacallit? Lon.
Yeah, I'll definitely be playing that because I haven't reached our quota for the month.
Quota? You mean, oh, you're trying to get back into...
No, we have to play.
We have a quota?
Yeah.
didn't
you
know that.
You have to play like 12 games a month.
Are you serious?
Yeah, on at least East, I think 12 East games or 6, maybe East 6, East South. I don't know.
Wow, I did not know that.
I don't know.
When did that get decided?
I don't know, maybe it's just girls.
Huh. Because there were definitely a few months there when I wasn't playing at all. And nobody said anything. But I currently am in, I think, 7th place, 6th or 7th place in the Silver League, which should be good enough to get me up to the Golden League next month.
Nice. I didn't even play that.
Gemma is currently in the Golden League, so I am looking forward to kicking some Gemma booty.
You probably will get a chance to, too, because it's pretty easy to get matched up.
Do you know how the scoring thing works in that? Because I can't tell. So, first of all, it seems like once you achieve a certain score, you can't get any score. Your score won't go any lower than that. But how...
Yeah, it's like count the best score of however many games you play in a row.
In a row. So, for the Silver League, I believe it's 8 games. So they take your best 8-game streak is what they do?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was having a hard time figuring out exactly which games they were using to figure my score. But that does probably... Now I can probably figure it out. Okay, so you might be able to find us on Ronron. Ron2 is the Japanese Professional Mahjong League online Mahjong site. If you would like to send us a little hello, I am Garth E, GARTHEEE on Twitter. You are...
I am Jen. Mahjong Jen. MAHJONGJEN.
And Gemma is also on there. You can find her through us. She's Mahjong Gem with 2 G's. One for Mahjong and one for Gem. What else? Just more Mahjong coming up this weekend. So hopefully we'll have happy, good 3-person, or at least from me. Good news for 3-person Mahjong from me.
Yay. I want to go play 3-player Mahjong.
I want to play any Mahjong. Right now, I do get to play on Fight Club, but still, like, live, like, getting to feel the tiles. I want to feel the tiles.
Oh, yeah. If you're in Tokyo, and I'm talking to you too, Garth.
Uh-huh.
If you're in town on September 22nd.
Uh-huh.
I have a guest job at Splash in Tamachi. So that's like right in your neighborhood.
That's like right around the corner.
Yeah. And,
I guess I gotta go.
Yeah, come play.
Which day is it again?
It's a Sunday.
Sunday.
September 22nd.
September 22nd. So no...
I'll be there in the evening. I think like 4 to 9 or something.
Alrighty then. I'll try to drag Tuckshi over there too.
Oh, yeah. I need 5 people to come.
5?
They said we can only call you if 5 people come to play with you. So come with Tuckshi.
Alright, I'll try to rustle up a group then. What's,
Awesome.
If gambling were legal in Japan, what would the rate be that they would be playing there?
I think they'd probably play 50 yen for 1,000 points. That would be their...
That would be the kind of Mahjong they would play.
It seems like that's what kind of place it is.
Alrighty then. We have totally successfully skirted the issue of gambling in Japan.
Well, that's exactly how you have to do it, right?
Yeah.
As long as that's what you do.
Yeah. Very, very Japanese of us.
Oh, and other news. Miss Aki Nikaido, Mrs. had her baby.
Way to go. Congratulations to her.
She had a girl, and it sounds like she had a C-section.
Oh. Congratulations to Aki.
Yay.
New mother of a daughter.
And her husband... her husband also. I don't think his name has been announced, yes. So we'll just say him too.
Congratulations to her husband also.
Yeah.
Mr. Aki Nikaido. That's Mr. to you, buddy.
I wonder which name. I think it's usually, they usually take the man's name, but there are times when the man takes the woman's name in Japan.
Yes, like, my old boss at Sma Station did that.
Yeah, like, a lot of times if the wife doesn't have, it's like kind of when the old-fashioned families,
uh-huh.
If the wife doesn't, the wife's family doesn't have a son, But they have, like, assets to leave and stuff, like a house and stuff like that, then a lot of times then the wife, one of the daughters will marry a non-first son, and he'll take the name.
Wow. They really have to aim for what they want, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's about it for this week's show. Thanks for tuning in. Give us a holler if you have any questions or something you want to say.
And don't look at Facebook. Those things are just... these are weird pictures. I don't want to see them anymore.
Pictures of you?
No, I don't know. I just opened Facebook to look at, like, I'll see some Mahjong stuff. And
I thought you found, like, kangaroo porn or something.
Well, no, it's like a big butt that's been made into a hamburger bun. You guys shouldn't look at it.
Yes, don't look at that.
It's the new meaning of buns.
Hey.
Okay. Maybe I'll get back to my job and...
Oh, that's right. fading out music. okay, yes. So, thanks for tuning in. Quickly moving out through our moving out music. This is Garth from ReachBazan.com.
And Den.
Catch you later.
See ya.
What you do and what you don't.